For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, buddy, it's our 4G Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and Jared Sandler joining us now with Rangers and A's coming up. 9 o'clock first pitch, 8:30 pregame here on your home of the Rangers. Sandler is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And a good evening, Jared. How the heck are you?
Yes, I'm great. Just here in Sacramento at Sutter Health Park, and yeah, it's the 52nd tonight. We'll I guess Sutter Health Park will officially become the 52nd different ballpark the Rangers have played a regular season game in, with Steinbrenner Field becoming 53 later this June. So a new experience for everyone.
Indeed, and we're looking forward to you painting that picture here with the pregame coming up at 8:30. Now, how do the hitters match up against this A's pitching staff? Could this be a breakout series for us?
Well, I hope so, and in general, this is thought to be a very hitter-friendly park, and it will be even more hitter-friendly as it gets hotter and hotter, and the Rangers are back here in August when, you know, hopefully that's peak hitter-friendliness. But, yeah, you know, the A's have a really fun lineup. You know, they can score runs, but not necessarily the best at preventing runs, and you combine that with the ballpark. Hopefully this is an opportunity for the Rangers to break out, and they'll have a different look to their lineup as well, with Josh Smith leading off. Wyatt Langford's going to bat second. Corey Seager's hitting third, and Marcus Semien's going to be in the five spot tonight. So a little bit of a different look for the lineup, kind of like what we talked about, that once the Rangers finish their homestand, if things hadn't been, you know, hadn't been clicking, then maybe they would make a change, and, you know, they've used this you know, the off day yesterday and the start of a road trip here today to you know, serve as the hinge point in making that change.
How flexible do you think they're going to be here with this lineup?
Well, Bruce Bochy doesn't, you know, as we've experienced, you know, he's not a guy who loves, you know, constantly changing things up and mixing and matching in a big way. So I think, you know, he'd like to see if something like this works. We might see a difference, though, in righties versus lefties. If a lefty is on the mound and Osvaldo Beto, who's the starter for the Athletics, is not, he's a righty, maybe you see Wyatt Langford lead off against a lefty. But, you know, against a righty, I think you'd like to see if this clicks and if this works. And if it does, then maybe we see this top third remain intact, or top four with Garcia in the cleanup spot. I think the X factor here is Jock Peterson. I think once Jock Peterson gets going, that could change the equation a little bit. You might see, you know, some differences there. But until Jock gets going, you know, I think right now, if you look at their lineup, they're putting their best hitters in the top four spots. You know, the guys who have been their best producers offensively this year are hitting 1, 2, 3, 4. I guess you could maybe, you know, look at the catchers with Jonah Heim and Kyle Higashioka. They've done a nice job. But I think in general, you know, they'd like to keep them more at the bottom of the order. But, you know, at the end of the day, best hitters are making up the four best, you know, the top four spots in the lineup right now.
Jared, is Jock Peterson, because of his past history, is that why people are staying encouraged by this? Or is this, are we past the small sample size thing yet? Are we still in that phase? But, you know, are people just being encouraging because he has a history of being able to hit?
Yeah, I think it's that. And, you know, Brian, I spent some time with some of the analytics folks yesterday and just asked some questions. And one of the things I asked was, if you didn't know Jock Peterson's baseball card numbers, right? You know, batting average, homers, all that stuff, would you think that he was having a year that would in any way, shape, or form resemble that? And they said, no, not at all. That we would think, looking at some of the batted ball numbers, the bat speed, discipline numbers, all those things, that he was probably just having a standard year. They, not off to a hot start. They said maybe leaning a little bit to below what you'd expect from him, but not much, more than a lean. And so I think some of those things are what's encouraging. Frankly, it's data that teams look at these days to try and make some of these decisions. And it doesn't mean that they are always right, in what those numbers suggest, because those numbers can also change. But I think that's a part of what is leaving them encouraged. But at the end of the day, you got to get the results. And I think they're obviously more than ready for that to happen. But I do think that they are encouraged. I'd even say, Broadus, and maybe this is a silly disposition to have, I don't know, I'd even say that they're not worried about it. Like, they're not worried long term over the course of the year, it's not going to work out. I just think it's more about, hey, this lineup is not scoring right. It's like Evan Carter last year, or even Wyatt Langford when he struggled in April. If the lineup was producing better in April last year, we wouldn't have made as much of a deal, about those guys' struggles. But the lineup wasn't scoring, and the lineup so far this month is not scoring, and so it obviously magnifies the performances of some of these guys. But they don't seem too worried about Jock. It's just more a matter of the angst to get it going and finally have the hits start falling.
So you're telling me, though, that Jock Peterson is masking like other guys, or he's taking the arrows for really some other guys in this lineup not hitting well right now, right?
Well, I mean, listen, his numbers are by far and away the most substandard, especially relative to expectations. So I don't know that. Yeah, I mean, I guess in that way, sure. A lot of the attention's on Jock, but Marcus Semien's received a lot of attention as well, and obviously the Rangers have made a move there, like we talked about. But you look at the lineup. Josh Jung was hurt, so that didn't help. And Wyatt Langford was hurt. And so, missing those guys, which, at this point, being such a, small amount of games, they've missed about half the season from those two guys. Obviously, that will thin out in terms of, the relativity of all that. But, yeah, I mean, the two guys who have performed at a level, furthest below what you'd expect are definitely Semien and Peterson. And I don't know that Jock's taken bullets away from Marcus. I think that, people have identified both. I just think that the Rangers, Jock's struggles are obviously magnified because this lineup isn't scoring. If this lineup was scoring like we expected this lineup to score, it'd be like, wow, they're scoring. Wait until Jock Peterson gets going. But I think because they're not scoring, it's more, my goodness, like, when is Jock going to get going? He's holding this lineup down. And I understand why the narratives are what they are. I get it. And at the end of the day, he has no RBIs as we get ready for the 24th or whatever game. And, I think he would be the first person to tell you, like, that can't happen. And he's definitely had opportunities to bring in runs. And, I'm sure he will do that very frequently. But he's got to start getting hits. And again, hopefully that starts tonight.
So Leiter is scheduled to make a start tonight for the Express. And then you've got, of course, Corbin, who's on the bump. He's been good. And the Rangers now have gotten a lot of great pitching from their rotation. But is this a case now where, like, Corbin's pitching to try and stay in the rotation?
No, I think it's more Kamar Rocker. Kamar's obviously coming off a great start. And that maybe changed the Rangers' philosophy. Maybe the thought was, hey, Kamar's had a great start. Let's send Jack on a rehab assignment. We don't need to rush him back. Let's let him get his legs under him, and then we'll see him, in a few days. But I think, the Rangers, they don't really have options with Patrick Corbin. Mm-hmm. I don't think they'd put him in the bullpen, and I don't think that, they'd want to just waste what's left of his contract and punt on that so quickly. At the end of the day, what they wanted out of Patrick Corbin, what they needed out of Patrick Corbin is usage and innings, and he has been that guy. So I don't think that Patrick Corbin's pitching for, spot in the rotation right now. The other thing, too, to remember, the Rangers, like a lot of teams at the beginning of the year, have had some off days sprinkled in. Well, Today marks a stretch of 13 straight days of the game, and then they have an off day, and then they have 13 straight days of the game. So they have 26 out of the next 27. And so, especially early in the season, and especially with guys like DeGrom and Malley, and if Rocker is in the rotation, Rocker, you need to be protected. And one thing that Patrick Corbin offers is that protection, a guy that can eat some innings, maybe wear a few innings for you when things aren't going well. Whereas, you know, for another guy, you might be a little quicker to pull them from the game. But I think that's something to remember now strategically. 26 games, the next 27 days, there are going to be decisions that are definitely made in response to that, just to make sure that the pitching plans line up with, you know, what's reasonable and what makes sense.
Jared, ESPN did a trade deadline preview today, which I thought was early. You know, it's premature.
Yeah, wow.
But since they did, I wanted to use this as an opportunity to bring up what I think should be the Rangers' target. Okay, and I want to get your thoughts on this. But we go to Kansas City, where young Vinny Pasquantino, you know, could be available because they have a top prospect. I can't pronounce the top prospect's name; it's an Italian name. But he's coming up. And Pasquantino could be available. And I think, man, you talk about a guy who's not even arbitration eligible yet. That might fit the bill there. Could we give up maybe a young pitcher for a young first baseman with power?
Yes, and Jack Caglione is the prospect.
Yeah.
So the thing with Vinny is you got Jake Berger, who's also pre-arb, and – you know, I don't know that the Rangers are planning on punting on Jake Berger just yet. You know, and he's a first baseman who has power, pre-arb as well. So if you were to acquire Vinny Pasquantino, you'd probably need to make another move. Otherwise, you know, you'd be adding a surplus unnecessarily. The thing, though, Gavin, I would tell you just in general with Vinny Pasquantino, you know, if he can stay healthy, which – you know, that's been a struggle, but he also, the guy I'm looking for, Gavin, if I'm going to add to the lineup and obviously for a lineup that struggled, you know, why wouldn't you consider that? I want a guy that's going to get on base and I want a guy that's going to draw walks. You know, one of the things that this lineup, has been defined by has been its aggression. And I don't know that, that's going to change a whole lot. You know, you just got a lot of aggressive hitters, but they're last in the league in walk rate. They're last in chase rate. And, you know, I think they're last in pitches per plate appearance. The only other team that's, you know, right there with them is this Athletics team that they're playing. So wow. I want a guy that's going to work counts. I want a guy that's going to draw walks. I want a guy that's going to add some patience, not because I need this team to be at the top of the league in that regard. I just think, you know, those sorts of stats, it's going to be in the middle. You know, you don't need to be the most passive team, but you don't need to be the most aggressive team always. Now, you want guys to be who they are, and right now the lineup is made up of a lot of aggressive hitters and guys who are at their best oftentimes when they're aggressive, guys like Seager and Young and Adolis Garcia. But, you know, I think ultimately I'm not looking at it as much from a position standpoint. I want a guy that's going to maybe balance that out a little bit, and I don't know, you know, Vinny Pasquantino over his career has been an aggressive hitter. Now, you're right, he has power. This team, you know, if they're not going to draw a lot of walks, they have to hit home runs, right? The math will tell you that relying on, you know, getting 10, 11 hits a night is not suitable at this day and age of pitching. So you either need to get a lot of base runners with walks, or you need to hit home runs. And so if this is going to be an aggressive team that doesn't walk a lot, they're going to have to hit a whole lot of home runs. I think they believe there's going to be an uptick in that when you get Jock Peterson going, having a healthy Wyatt Langford and having a healthy Josh Young. But there's no doubt that, you know, if there's an opportunity to add power, if this is going to be an aggressive lineup, then I think adding power would definitely make sense.
Got to run, Sands. Thanks for your thoughts. Pregame coming up at 8:30. Have a great time out there with the Rangers and A's.
Hey, see you, fellas.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. Jerry Jones today says they're working on two things of substance could happen before or after the draft. We'll get to that coming up at 6 o'clock. But Rangers pitcher Tyler Malley joins us next in the G-Bag of the Day and the Expressways coming up at 5:30 here to the G-Bag Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tee Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE today or visit mensteeclinic.com. That's mensteeclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Time now for the Rangers Player Show. It's the Expressway brought to you by the on-time experts here. And on your home of the Rangers, the Rangers Player Show is brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and the man who just completed the best five-game stretch to open a season in Texas Rangers franchise history, had seven shutout innings on Sunday, moved his ERA to .068. Tyler Malley with you now here on The Fan, and a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, good. Just hanging out at the field. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful, thanks. Do you like Seattle? You like the setup up there with the stadium and the vibe of all there?
We're in Sacramento.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sacramento. Yeah.
Wrong S town.
I'm from Southern California, and we're in the state capital, but I've never been here before. But I mean, hotel's nice, field's nice, so there's nothing else you could really ask for.
Is that kind of like being at a minor league facility now?
It is a minor league facility. They put some work into it, though. It's actually kind of nice.
So, speaking of kind of nice, buddy, what's working for you out there? It's been a lot of fun watching these last four starts, just up and down. There you go. Did something change there in over the off season, or is this just you putting in what you've been putting in over the years, and the results are coming together for you?
Yeah, it's just. I've had 3 years to kind of, or not kind of, I've had 3 years to work on, you know, all my stuff. I know I was rehabbing, like I said, 3 years to work on everything, and it's come together pretty nicely. I'm just trying to go out there and, you know, throw all my pitches for strikes and, you know, get guys out, and that's what's been happening.
Yeah. Has anything been surprising to yourself? You know, I mean, this is some historic level work that you're doing.
I'm not trying to toot my own horn or anything, but not, I mean, I know I'm capable of this. I mean, a sub one ERA is kind of crazy. Like it's,
toot it.
But I know that, you know, I can, with my stuff, if I live over the plate and, you know, put the ball in the right spots, like I can get guys out. Anyone can, if you just put the ball in the right spots. And, I've been fortunate to do that in the last five starts and, yeah.
Hey, Tyler, you know, in watching the broadcast, Mike Bacsik, who does the color commentary, a former major league pitcher, and then Jared Sandler, who does stuff with the pre- and post-game show, always kind of talk about you adjusting the eye level of the hitters. And is that something that is always been a part of your pitching and how you attack hitters? But because it is. It's clear watching you pitch, the control you have to keep your ball down. But when you have to elevate, you're able to get outs that way.
Yeah, that's always been, since I've been in the big leagues, that's been, you know, kind of my best pitch is an elevated fastball. And then over the years I've, you know, added pitches to, you know, complement that fastball, you know, splitter, a slider, a cutter. So I've just been, you know, putting it all together and with, you know, hard work off the field, just by myself. And then also, you know, pitching coaches and, putting the right plan together. I mean, it's all been, you know, working as of late.
How lonely were some of those days coming back for 3 years? How tough was that on you?
I wouldn't say lonely. I have a great family, my wife and kids at home. I wouldn't say lonely at all. I have a really good team behind me, but, it is tough not competing. Especially last year, you know, I was signed to a new team and I can't contribute.
Sure.
So that in that aspect, yeah, it was very hard, but, I'm healthy this year and just happy I can, you know, contribute to the ball club.
Yeah. I mean, you should be tooting your own horn, man. You've been absolutely incredible. And when you talk about being, you know, not on the mound over the course of the last couple of years, have you been able to learn anything just being away, watching, observing? I mean, is there anything you can take away that's helped you this year?
I think the biggest thing are just, real small mechanical changes, just to keep me healthy. Cause obviously I haven't been the last 3 years. The last year, my best year was 2021, was the last year I was healthy, you know, the full year. 2022, I pitched 120 innings or whatever, but I was, you know, I was hurt. I was pitching through pain practically that whole time. So this is the first year that I've started, you know, fresh and, I just kind of picked up some things on, you know, where my body needs to be to stay healthy and stay on the field.
It's Tyler Mallee here with you on The Fan. When you get it going like this, I know you're not supposed to jinx a no hitter while it's in progress, but do you ever think like, I might just go out here and throw a perfect game today?
No, these are, you know, big league hitters. It's pretty crazy to, if you're going out thinking like that, I don't think it's ever going to turn out right. I think the right mindset for me, is just go out and make pitches. Cause good things are going to happen most of the time when you make good pitches, you're either going to miss bats or, if you play on a good team, you know, like I do, like when you got good guys behind you that are going to make plays, those plays are going to be made. So if you're making good pitches, good things are going to happen.
I mean, you're missing bats in the zone. It's tremendous to watch you work right now. Now, what do you think is going to be the key for, you know, the offense here to get this going? As you're sitting there from your perspective, I know you can only handle what you can handle, but do you have confidence this lineup's going to get going here pretty soon?
Yeah, I mean, I focus on, you know, what I can control, but I don't think anyone's worried about, anybody on this team is worried about our lineup. I mean, they're from, you know, 1 to 9, these guys can do some damage. So, and I think everyone knows that. So it's just a matter of time till the bats heat up and we really get going. It's going to be a scary thing.
So you're a Cali guy. You've been in Texas now for a couple of years. Have you been getting into the debates, the In-N-Out versus the Whataburger, the California Mexican food versus the Tex-Mex? What are some of the things here in the clubhouse that you're breaking down, having been from California?
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's pretty similar to at home. I mean, we don't have the beach, but like all the same restaurants and, you know, we're in Dallas. We're not, you know, in, I don't know what's like real hardcore Texas, like West Texas, I guess. I don't know. I mean, Dallas is, you know, pretty similar to at home. So, I mean, we feel right at home in where we're at.
You like this Texas barbecue. What's your favorite thing to eat that maybe California doesn't do quite as well?
Yeah, I guess it'd be Texas barbecue. I don't remember the names of the restaurants that we've been to. There's a really good place that gets catered to the stadium sometimes. I know it's a barbecue spot in Arlington. You guys probably know.
Hurtado?
Right, Hurtado.
Yep, that's it. That place is unbelievable. Yeah. But everything else, there's a good sushi spot, Mr. Max.
Nice.
But we also have, I mean, we have good sushi in, you know, Orange County also. But yeah, Mr. Max is another one of our favorites.
Well, Tyler, congrats again on this start. Best of luck to you for the rest of the season. And we look forward to catching up with you again sometime soon.
Alrighty, thanks, guys.
Salute. There he goes, Tyler Mahle, Rangers pitcher here with you in the G-Bag Nation, joining us live from Sacramento.
Yeah, wait. How's that? Is there a minor league ballpark there? What are you working with right there?
How's Seattle?
Jeez. I looked over at you like,
what am I doing?
Oh, it's so good.
Welcome Peyton Russell to the broadcast.
Like a minor league park there.
Rangers player show brought to you by Globe Life.
Oh, dude.
For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. I mean, I was already leaking confidence from the fact that Tyler Mahle is a difficult conversation, right?
Yeah.
It's you know, and I like Tyler Mahle. He's genuine. He is who he is.
Yeah.
But I knew I had my work cut out for me, right?
Were you worried about that you were just not going to be able to get content out of it?
Then the first gate, I'm like, bang, let me just go ahead and knock that down.
Tell me about that Seattle minor league park you're at right now.
That was amazing.
Oh, jeez. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your G-bag of the day.
Yeah, man. Just trying to keep the vibes going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when we last left off with G-Bag of the Day, our winner right here was a matter of fact, Dawson, can you put some sauce on there for
me?
There you
go. There you go. The G-Bag of the Day is the best audio for the world of sports, talk radio, and or the internet. We play them all. Vote on which one we like the best. That is your G-Bag of the Day.
Appreciate that there, brah.
You got it. Thank you.
Brah. California dudes always hit you with the brah. Yeah, brah.
I don't know about food.
They always wear their pants different than the rest of the country, too.
Yeah, man. Stacy Adams in jeans. Oh, gosh. I'm going to the park. Like, what? Yeah. All right, comedian Mike Goodwin. He is our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day so far. I think this is day number 3 for him.
3.
Yeah, he has a joke right here to give you some perspective in this thing that we call life.
Grandma says there's only 2 things in life that you worry about, whether you're healthy or whether you're sick. If you're healthy, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you're sick, you got 2 things to worry about. Whether you're going to get better, whether you're going to get worse. You get better, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you get worse, you got 2 things to worry about. Whether you're going to live, whether you're going to die. If you live,
you ain't got nothing to worry about.
You ain't got nothing to worry about. But if you die, you got 2 things. Whether you're going to heaven, whether you're going to hell. If you go to heaven,
yeah. You ain't got nothing to worry about, bro.
Why you care?
You ain't got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
But if you go to hell, you got two things. Original or extra crispy?
Good stuff right there, Mr. Mike Goodwin. Book him at your family events or a church near you.
Two-time champ.
Those clean comedians right there, fam.
Yeah, it's very clean.
Okay, like Sinbad. Sinbad was a great clean comedian on stage. And then when he got off the stage, it was flim flam, flim a flam a flim a flam a flam. Those are curse words. Okay, let's get the vibes right for a G-Bag of the Day here on a Tuesday. Let's go to Rana Man. Rana Man was a fella I discovered over the weekend. He does parody songs. Does one for an NBA show that's on SiriusXM. Anyway, this right here is in the key of Keith Sweat. His hit, Nobody. He did Luca's verse and he did Nico's verse. Let's go to Nico's verse. Here we go.
This is Luca singing duet with Nico Harrison.
Duet.
Yeah.
Nobody like Luca. Take it away, Nico.
We got eight players injured. Carry out for the year two. Wanted to show the Maverick fans that we don't need you. You got a dead body, and you're lily white. Thought Anthony Davis would be what the Mavericks fans would like. And who we got starting at the point?
Nobody.
What about at center?
Nobody.
Who we got playing the game tonight? Nobody, baby. Who is playing for Kyrie?
Nobody.
For Derek Lively and AD?
Nobody.
Who come to watch us Tuesday
Nobody.
Night? Nobody, baby.
He also did a verse where Luca responded.
I've got a dead body,
dead body.
And I have gimpy calf too.
Luca might have bits of belly, but he'll drop 50 on you.
Yeah.
Now I don't ever bake. Because I like my food fried. I like to smoke hookah, eat burgers, and drink beer every night. And who can shoot threes like me?
Nobody.
Who can make plays like
voice.
Me?
Nobody.
Who can smoke hookah and drink all night? But get you to the finals, baby.
Baby.
Who is worse defender than me?
That's the part, bro.
Who gives you what you need?
Nobody.
Who can party all night long but still hit game winners, baby?
That is awesome.
Tremendous.
Who has worse defense than me? I like that, bro.
Funniest East European comedy since Borat right there.
Oh,
no.
2 decades.
Do 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 do. Well, you sure put a whole lot of sauce on it, didn't you?
Good.
You'll never get this.
I guess you gotta lay out like all the Eastern comedians or whatever, Eastern comedy. You might be right. It's a short list.
Yeah.
It's a short list. You might be right.
As far as I'm aware.
Yeah. All right, this is from the Rockies and Padres series. That's already passed, but Gavin Sheets.
Yeah.
Gavin Sheets.
Uh-huh.
Not like Shaq last night, but the sheets on your bed. All right, Spanish call.
Lo menciono porque lleva 10 esta noche, Nicolás. Dos bolas sin strike. Palo por la derecha. Es Gavin. Holy cheese.
Calle. Holy.
Whoa, bro. Whoa.
That's genius right there.
Yeah,
really good.
That. He did that.
Holy jeez.
He did that. Hold on.
Yes. Gavin. Holy cheese. A la calle.
You bum. for that.
Yeah.
If I'm in San Diego, I'm finding the Spanish call, bro. That's where the real fun's going down.
Facts.
Especially for the Gavin Sheets at bats. We got to hear this, dude.
Brian Windhorst, he got to chill.
Uh-oh. Is obviously Luka, LeBron, and Austin Reeves can fit together beautifully and be a competitive group, and they can share each other's load and also show that they can fit together.
Lakers big three. Wow. Okay.
We love each other and really mean it. We work together as a team.
Yeah.
Pause. That's basketball analysis there.
It's so crazy. Football is weird, too.
Yeah, same way.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Okay, is it time to vote?
Let's do one more. NBA on TNT. Right. I watch it on Max. Should be HBO Max, but they totally ruined their branding. Charles Barkley has a message for Nico.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Is that my camera right there?
Okay. Is that my camera?
Listen, man, I consider you a friend of mine, Nico Harrison. I consider you a friend of mine. I wish you nothing but the best. I thought you did a good job last year with the Mavs. And obviously, whatever happened this year didn't work out. Man, don't do no more press conferences. Like, I don't even know what you're doing. I really don't. Like, I got sympathy and love for you, but I have zero idea what you're trying to do. This war is over, brother. You got to take the L. I hope you keep your job. I hope that team get healthy. But man, don't do any more interviews. Please don't.
What he's doing, he's going through a business crisis, and I think he thought after a month of laying low, or was that 2 months of laying low? The sort of that we're going to poke our head back up and talk.
77 days.
This is why the crisis management people tell you to go away and never talk about it again. You know. Because you can't say anything to make it better. Charles Barkley is dead balls on right.
Yeah.
The only thing you can do is not talk about it again. But I think it's glorious that he did, because it's brought it back up in such a massive way that might cost him his job here, maybe even before.
Oh, now it's getting nasty. Stephen A. Smith is on. Well, I got text messages saying Nico was the one that made this move.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Crazy.
Let's keep our pedal to the metal here. Maybe we could get some resolution and a refreshing start.
Get him out of here.
Is it our current champion here, the two things? Is it the Rana Man duet, Nico and Luka? Is it Gavin Holy Sheets? Windhorse on the Lakers big three, they can share the load. Or Charles telling Nico to stop. I don't know who to vote for here today, gentlemen.
Nice.
This is very tough.
Good.
I'm going to go with the baseball player, Gavin Sheets.
Nice. Just...
Luka song.
Volchuk.
Nobody.
Brian.
Luka song.
By a score of 3-1 and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Rana Man. Now, Rana Man, please don't go on a rant or do a song about me because I didn't vote for you. Okay, no disrespect. I'm happy you won.
He likes us.
Yeah, I don't think he's like the morning.
Yeah, he's on Twitter thanking us for the love.
I did like there were two people from different area codes that said that he sounds like Bobby. He's trying to do the accent.
It sounds freaking hilarious. Coming up at 6 o'clock, Jerry Jones talking today. Trades. Brian has five names to look for in the trade market. We have that coming up at 6. We'll go around the bases. But right now, we stay in the Pimp Cup where Lucius has L.A. Live.
I have a Toxic Tuesday edition of L.A. Live right after the great Rick James, because he's toxic as hell.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Hey.
Everybody get
a little joke.
There's just certain people I have no time for. Like if you're sexist or homophobic, or if you don't believe in conspiracy theories.
I believe in any conspiracy theories. I understand not all of them, not most of them, but you don't believe in any conspiracy theory? You just think the government's just batting 1,000 and telling us the whole truth? That's a strong stance to take. And again, as I said before, I don't like talking about politics on stage or off stage. I don't like talking about things I don't feel like I'm truly knowledgeable in. But I do know this. Our government is placed in charge of all of its people. I'm a father who's been placed in charge of just one son. And I lie to that all the time.
This is LA Live for Tuesday, April 22nd. 2025. It is a Toxic Tuesday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, Tolos. Welcome in, first time listeners. Welcome in, last time listeners. At GBag Nation on Twitter. Send all your hate mail there. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Shout out to you, Mr. General. You're getting your wishes.
That's right.
What Bill happened? Gates says okay. AI will replace doctors and teachers within the next 10 years. Doctors and teachers. That is terrifying, my guy, especially the doctor's part.
Yes, I just think that it's true. I don't know if it's going to happen quite that quickly. Like, I remember doing Gavin's Gadgets in 2013, 2014. We're supposed to have flying cars right now. Remember that, Lucius?
Yeah,
Nissan was going to have a whole fleet of them.
Yeah, I do.
So I think that might be a little bit ambitious.
Then we hit the pandemic and everybody started drinking. Like, we all have alcoholism in our system right now at this point.
Yeah. So, I mean, who knows exactly what the future holds. But I do know there's a lot of doctors that are already using AI when they have symptoms that they're stumped by.
Shoot, man, that scares me. I do not like that. Let's start with, like, dishwashers. You know, people that clean the house or do, like, hazardous jobs. Let's not start with teachers and doctors.
Plus,
Bill Gates, bro, doesn't he own, like, he's owning too much. And he wants the AI so he can get rid of paying people. And he can just have AI robots do all his job. Free labor again. Let's not give it to him.
Yeah.
He's going around being a real-life Thanos, just snapping everything.
Yeah, there's some concerning things there, and they don't have a good track record of sharing the wealth.
They sure do.
No. And so many of the people cheerlead them to get more billions and trillions. You know, like, no, don't make them share it. No, that's communist. Okay, we got to, like, get them to start sharing it if we're all going to live, like, this future life where we have robot servants and we just get to enjoy ourselves, right? That's, like, the utopian potential of this, you know, AI thing.
Yeah, I don't trust Bill Gates with this at
all.
No. I just want to run that by you because I've seen it down the timeline. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. That janky lawyer Tony Busby done hit Shannon Sharp. Uncle Shannon. Freaky Shannon. Oh, my gosh.
I told you he was messy.
$50 million lawsuit. Uncle Shannon came out and made his statement today. Have you guys seen that statement whatsoever? You seen it down the timeline?
No, I did not see it down the timeline.
Well, he jumped on out, and he posted this himself. It's on his Instagram and his Twitter.
To my family, friends, supporters, and colleagues, I want to speak to you directly and from the heart. This is a shakedown. I'm going to be open, transparent, and defend myself because this isn't right. This is all being orchestrated by Tony Busby, who has targeted Jay-Z. Tony Busby targets black men, and I believe he's going to release a 30-second clip of a sex tape that tries to make me look guilty and play into every stereotype you could possibly imagine. That video should actually be 10 minutes or so. Hey, Tony, instead of releasing your edit, put the whole video out. I don't have it, or I'll ruin myself. You know what happened, and you're trying to manipulate the media.
Dude, that's how you get in front of it. Just put the whole video out.
Put the whole video
out. 10 minutes out there.
Shannon put those receipts out yesterday, text messages. I mean, it didn't make him look any better, but it doesn't make him look guilty. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it makes him look hella free. and kind of strange.
I mean, I think it's just amazing how talented Shannon Sharp is that it can be this messy, you know? And he's still just crushing it, and they're not trying to fire him or anything. They're like, yep. Cost of doing business with Shannon Sharp there.
He should be at ESPN.
Yeah.
He was on First Take today, wasn't he?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Just on there, didn't he drop in videos? I did not lie to him. You didn't meet right there.
This is happening so much with the attempted extortion that when I see the accusations, I'm just like.
Yeah. And they want you to read the accusations. They want you to be salacious with the headlines, especially us in the media and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Without really knowing what actually happened, just so in the. Public, what is that called? The
court public, of public opinion?
Court of public opinion.
Yeah.
Everybody would think Shannon kind of did it.
Yes.
Or doesn't know, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah. So I guess I just don't know. And I think hopefully we're getting to a point where we could, you know, approach these with true ambiguity. Like, who knows?
Why is Tony Busby still practicing law out here? His name is in all types of weird situations. Because, and Jay-Z and them ran him out of town. They can't practice law in New York. Ran him out of town for that law.
Yeah, because that's what he's willing to do. He's willing to take those
cases. He's willing to crash on out
for
it.
Yeah, he's famous for taking the crash cases.
Yeah. The crash cases.
Yeah.
Here's that leaked audio that Shannon Sharpe tried to get in front of. Tell me what you think. You think it's been edited? They say it's been edited. Remember, he says he wants to hold 10 minutes, and we only got this little piece of it here.
I don't know. Anything I say, you're just going to, like, get mad at, and you're just going to hang up on me, so I feel like...
I'm not going to hang up on you. Here's what it is.
What does that even mean?
Nothing yet. You want to be a dick to me now, so...
I don't want to be... Don't manipulate me.
I don't know, have mercy. If you say that one more time, I'm going to choke the shit out of you when I see you.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't...
You know what?
Well, I don't want to be choked.
Yes, you do. Wait. I don't think you have a choice in the matter.
Yes. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I have no idea what's going on in this situation, Shannon, bro.
Is that a Trevor Bauer type of intimate choking? Or,
I mean, if you look at the text messages, she said she wanted a dog collar around her.
Yeah.
Her neck and everything. Just it's weird stuff on those text messages. And it doesn't make Shannon look good at all. Maybe not guilty, but it doesn't make him look good. Makes him look, you know, whatever, man. I ain't gonna judge, bro. You into that kinky stuff. You into that kinky stuff, fam. I'm gonna keep my eye on that situation. There was a carjacking in Queensland, Australia yesterday. A man has been charged over a fatal crash and a string of alleged carjackings at gunpoint in Queensland's Sunshine Coast. Donald Towle, 41 years old. 41 years old. You're too old for this, bro. By the way, this is getting a lot of hate online. Return of the Mac, as of late, has been getting a lot of hate.
What?
I don't know.
Classic jam.
It's a classic jam, bro. People are hating the hell out of it. That's why I'm playing it on a Toxic Tuesday.
Yeah, I agree with you, though. I think at 41 years old, you should be out of the carjacking.
Come on, bro.
You got to be light on your feet.
Yes.
You never know when you're going to have a door open, someone's going to smash the gas. You got to, you know, quick jump on out of there.
Break an ankle while trying to. Yeah, you can't do it. It's too old, bro. Bones too brittle.
Yeah.
He's accused of being behind the wheel of his red Porsche, which crashed onto Bruce Highway near Aussie World. He ended up shooting another man trying to carjack another car. Anyway, let's go to Seven News Queensland for the report from a set of twins. Set of twins witnessed this whole situation, bro.
Witnesses are recounting some of the drama that unfolded on the Sunshine Coast this afternoon. Two sisters have told how their mother and man raced to help when the carjacked SUV rolled on Steve Irwin Way, only to find the gun-wielding car thief emerging from the wreck. Here's some of what they had to say.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum, and he went up there. And he
was coming back down towards us.
And he goes, run. Crazy. He's got a gun. Our heart started to pound.
Why are they doing this?
That is so strange.
That has to be it has to be a medical thing that twins talk at the same time, finish each other's sentences or something. This is wild.
Sounds like the start of a horror movie right here.
Yes! Shout out to Jack Nicholson. This is The Shining.
The Shining,
Where's mum?
Mum.
And poor mum was stuck up there. But apparently our brave mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
Face.
And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
Wait a minute.
That is trippy, bro.
Like, if you were the news reporter, would you say, just let her? Or would you just ask one to go away?
I don't know if they have. Well, they're going to go away.
Yes, one to go away.
Could you just say, hey, listen, why don't you go stand over there?
I don't think
can they?
I think they're conjoined.
They're not connected.
They're not conjoined, man. No, they don't look like it, at least. If
they're
just
standing next to each other, different bodies.
Listen, you go over there. I'm going to talk to your sister, and, you know, we'll put you on the news, too.
Wow.
And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
Oh, wow.
No.
It's like an echo.
That is strange.
Yeah, I love it, man.
That's a radio headphone nightmare.
To answer your question, Brian, if I was the reporter, I would keep asking questions to see if they could keep doing that. You know? What other stories you got?
No, they've proven it. They've proven they can do it. They described a whole shooting.
I'm not leaving until they stop. this is amazing.
Do you start asking them questions about the condition?
Because I don't think the second one is like waiting to figure out what the word is. She somehow is anticipating what it is.
Just knows, bro. By the way, that Australian accent is awful.
Yeah.
That is awful. If you had a girlfriend from Australia, bro, you're like, hey, don't call me. Text me, okay, please.
We had an Australian, what's that called? A foreign exchange student. And she was a force of nature. She really was. She was a very popular gal.
Corley Jig, you know I miss you. I think you're so cute there.
Come down to Steve Owen Way.
You're so sexy to me. You're such a beauty.
Olivia Newton-John. Come on, man.
Gross, man. Yeah. Let me find out somebody super beautiful. All right, anyway, we got a California. Yeah,
exactly.
Worse than Wisconsin, you think?
Is that Wisconsin's all the way up here?
Nasally. Very nasally.
Yeah, it's got to be worse than Wisconsin. So aggressive, bro. We got a California mayor has an idea how to wipe out homelessness in his area. He's a mayor of Lancaster, California. His name is R. Rex Paris. He said this during a city council meeting.
It sounds like you want to kind of enclose all these homeless people in one territory.
And no, I don't. What I want to do is give them free fentanyl. I mean, that's what I want to do.
Do what?
I want to give them free fentanyl.
I can't understand what you're saying. You wanted to get them what?
I want to give them all the fentanyl they want. That's what I want.
Holy smokes.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy, it's toxic. It's a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live 105.3 The Fan. And then it became a big deal, you know, locally there in Lancaster and everything in the Los Angeles area, because I think it's like 60 miles away from LA. I could be wrong. But anyway, he stood on it after an interview.
I don't regret saying it. I'm happy that we're focusing the attention on an aspect of this problem that nobody seems to want to look at. These people are killing our citizens. Not a lot of them, but some of them.
Yeah.
They have no respect for law and order.
They've killed a few people. Let's mass poison them.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
Now, I thought they were pooing in public and everything. I didn't know they were out there murdering folks. And they pooing public because they're homeless.
Well, not many.
No. Yeah. I'm just saying. But not many. But not many. Freaking peers.
Just a few. Yeah.
That's some wild stuff, man. What is his name again? R. Rex Paris. He has a whole lot more hot takes that I didn't feel like playing. I thought that was good enough.
It's like the crazy Facebook poster got elected to city council.
Yeah. That's where we live in. These are the times that we live in right here.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hell of a documentary whenever they remake these times. What are they going to call it, I wonder? I don't know. That'd be a good question. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'll be out. Peace, holla, all that good stuff.
There he goes, LA Live every night, 5:40 in the G-Bag Nation, right after the G-Bag of the day. Ralph Stranches is going to join us and talk to us about these Dallas Stars coming up at 6:20, now tied 1-1, heading back to Colorado. Okay, we will reset for you the big headline from the Cowboys press conference, what Jerry said. Five players Brian believes could be out there in the trade market if they do indeed make a move. But coming up next, it's time for a proper round tripper. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
Yeah, what kind of players do teams covet most in Major League Baseball? And the first name that I heard rumored to the Cowboys has resurfaced. That's next in the Nation.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.